Remodeling a bathroom or 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource. With a great selection of kitchen and bath products, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Hi, this is Rob Reich, Senior Vice President of Schneider, and I wanted to take this opportunity during National Truck Driver Appreciation Week to thank Schneider drivers and all drivers in the industry for your hard work and commitment to safety. At Schneider, we understand that drivers are the lifeblood of our company, the industry, and the economy. Driver appreciation isn't just a week-long initiative, it's an everyday commitment at Schneider and has been since 1935. Learn about Schneider's commitment to drivers at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and 3 guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Hallis Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can, too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. You'll find it at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. With Pandora, life's extraordinary moments become the art of you. And you'll find an amazing selection of Pandora bracelets, necklaces, and rings at Jared, including exclusive styles you won't find anywhere else. Visit Jared from September 17th through the 20th and receive a free Pandora charm up to a $65 value with any Pandora purchase of $100 or more. See store for details.
Right now, the Home Depot has Traffic Master Allure Grip Strip Vinyl Flooring starting at just $1.79 a square foot. So let's do flooring that's as easy to install as it is to afford. You get the look and feel of hardwood without any gluing. Just cut and lay down the vinyl. No hassle, no joke. Let's do this. The Traffic Master Allure Vinyl Flooring starting at $179. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Click the banner ad to get started.
It's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
First, we are Chicago's home for Bears fans. So for all the latest on the Bears, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears opened the season with a 31-23 loss to the Packers yesterday. Despite the loss, there was a lot to be happy about, at least on the offensive side of the ball. Alshon Jeffrey was limited in snaps, but he led the team in receiving with 78 yards on 5 catches. Robbie Gould broke Kevin Butler's franchise record for most field goals in team history with 244. And Matt Forte, with an outstanding day, he rushed for 141 yards and a touchdown on 24 carries. Forte says a lot of things are different from last year.
The mentality of this offense, which I was proud of, is, you know, nobody had that stupid look on their face like before when something would happen and they're like, you know, kind of saying that the game is lost already when there's time left. And so I was glad that we didn't have that and we came out and kept fighting.
Lots of injuries around the league yesterday, but the Bears made it through week 1 relatively unscathed. Defensive end Cornelius Washington left the game with a right quad strain. He did not return. Head coach John Fox said there's no update on his condition. Eddie Royal was checked via the NFL concussion protocol. He did return to play. Cowboys have lost Dez Bryant for 4 to 6 weeks with a broken bone in his foot. He'll have surgery tomorrow. Dallas also loses Randy Gregory for 4 to 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain. The Panthers' Luke Kuechly is in the NFL concussion protocol. Washington's DeSean Jackson out 3 to 4 weeks with a strained hamstring. Raiders quarterback Derek Carr probably out for week two with a hand injury. Oakland has reportedly reached out to Christian Ponder. The Jets' Antonio Cromartie week to week with an ACL strain. Philadelphia and Atlanta and San Francisco and Minnesota play tonight on Monday Night Football. To baseball, the White Sox have dropped 4 of their last 6 games. They look to return to play today, to turn their play around today as the Oakland A's come to town. Sonny Gray will be on the hill for Oakland. He'll face John Danks, Chris Ronji with pregame at 6:35. Cubs have the day off before they open a 4-game set against the Pirates tomorrow, beginning with a day-night doubleheader. Jason Hamill and Garrett Cole face off tomorrow in Game 1, John Lester and J.A. Happ in Game 2. In soccer, after Week 5, Manchester City remains at the top of the table in the English Premier League, followed by Leicester City, Manchester United, Arsenal, and Crystal Palace. Perennial powerhouse Chelsea falls to 17th position. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. September sales event going on now. And by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And Sam's Club members get one-of-a-kind savings book with up to $5,000 in exclusive offers. Take advantage of incredible instant savings on many of your favorite brands like Lay's Potato Chips, Kingsford Matchlight Charcoal, and Bounty Paper Towels. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to The Home for Bears Mondays starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Packers game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Sunrise Chevy in Glendale Heights.
It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run headfirst into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
Your judge is a football player by a tough shot. That's it.
Matt Bowen.
But you played this game for the wrong reasons. He gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 206 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Boers and Matt about Nicole sitting in 10A for Dan. And we get a chance to always, we will talk to him Mondays during the entire course of this season.
That's why we head out to the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And that's where we do find our guy, Matt Bowen. Follow him on Twitter at Matt Bowen 41. Hey, Matt, what'd you take away from yesterday's loss to the Packers?
Well, I think the number one thing, and you have to be realistic when you come out of a game like this, is start where, in terms of folks and where you need to get better. And that's the defensive side of the football. I thought in the secondary, there was opportunities to make plays, and no one showed up, really. Mm-hmm. You look at Alan Ball versus James Jones, Kyle Fuller had opportunities. The safeties were okay in run support, but they didn't show up in the passing game as well. And up front, you know, where was Jared Allen? Where was Pernell McPhee? Those guys need to get home to the quarterback. It's one thing to say, you know, we held Eddie Lacy under 100 yards, and they did. Eddie Lacy still popped some plays on him. But ultimately, you can go back and look at that film and say, why didn't we make plays in the outside? Why didn't we make plays in the passing game? And that's very concerning. That's very concerning to me. I mean, we talked about it throughout the preseason. Mm-hmm. Where are the guys going to make plays in the ball? Who are the ball hawks in the secondary? Right now, you don't have one. And that's disappointing. And I've talked about Kyle Fuller throughout this offseason, throughout the preseason. He needs to be that guy. And he had opportunities yesterday. Another thing is the technique. You know, I looked at that touchdown James Jones caught against Alan Ball, and basically the fade route in the red zone opens up his hips, gives him a free release. You know, Alan Ball is supposed to be that guy that's physical on the outside. Where are his hands? Why isn't he challenging the wide receiver at the line of scrimmage? And I know Aaron Rodgers is ridiculous. He's the best player in the National Football League. He's the best quarterback we're going to see for the next 10 years in this league. That's a tough challenge for everyone. But there were opportunities to go make a play in the football, and they just weren't there. They were a step too late, and that's not good enough to beat Green Bay. On a day when Green Bay did not play its best football, they had penalties. They were not very, very good defensively. They struggled defending the zone schemes against Matt Forte. They struggled playing cutback lanes. They had opportunities they missed on the defensive side of the ball as well. Sam Shields had a very poor game for that defense. This was a game the Bears had a real opportunity to win. But again, you have to make big plays against Aaron Rodgers to beat them.
I was waiting for the pressure from somewhere, anywhere, not because you're the guy who can look at the secondary for me and tell, you know, and help me with that. But just no pass rush. All these guys that you had and you hoped, Matt, just weren't getting home. I didn't even see him most of the time.
Yeah, I agree. And when they did bring pressure, and I said this yesterday, you know, I like Vic Fangio's game plan. I did.
Mm-hmm.
He brought some zero pressure. He was creative up front. You know, they weren't really in the 3-4 yesterday.
No.
I mean, Green Bay forced him to play their sub package pretty much the entire football game. So he didn't get a good look at his base package, but he used a lot of different personnel. He used a lot of different fronts. But when Aaron Rodgers saw cover zero, which is, you know, no safety in the middle of the field, send the house, what did they do? They just swung the ball to flat. It basically turned out to be like a bubble screen twice. I think it was Randall Cobb. He was a number three receiver. You always count outside in. Number one, number two blocked, and they moved the sticks. It was too easy for them at times. In that situation, you need to tighten up. You need to have formation recognition as a defense, especially in the secondary. You know what's coming. Go make a play and get off the field. The Bears weren't very good on third downs defensively, and it caught up with them. It really did.
You know, all those things you mentioned there on the defensive side, it doesn't sound like it's all that awful. The things that they can do to improve and to adjust going forward. But you mentioned that the defense was just a step behind, kind of. So what is the difference? What needs to happen so they're not a step behind? If they don't have the guy that's a ball hawk or great playmakers on defense throughout the season, what do they do to not be a step behind?
You have to be, you know, assignment sound and technique sound. You can't have any busts. You can't have any false steps. When you don't have the players on defense in this league, you have to play with great, you know, great eye discipline, run, pass, keep. I mean, the basic core fundamentals of football we're talking about here, when you have a lot of talent, you can get away with some of that stuff. You really can't. I mean, you look at teams like Seattle. I know Seattle didn't have a great day yesterday, but over the last couple of years, they're not perfect all the time. They can make up for it with their speed, their awareness, their physicality on the defensive side of the ball. The Bears aren't there right now. So you're looking at this defense, say, yeah, Vic Fangio can put him in a position to make a play, but it's going to come down to them. It's going to be a lot of study, a lot of extra prep time for this defense when they watch film and say, where can we create playmaking opportunities? That's what they really have to do right now. It's not just going to be one-on-one guys going to show up and make plays all the time. They don't have that right now. And granted, we're basically talking about one football game. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But that's the only thing we got, guys. That's the only thing we got. Their preseason tapes in the trash right now. This is what we have to look at, and it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, and I was so disappointed at the pressure, Matt. I mean, look, you can make a lot of cornerbacks who aren't great look a lot better if you get something up front, something on the quarterback. Because, first of all, you can't let that guy stand back there because then you know he's going to make a pass to beat you. But, I mean, I was just so disappointed in the lack of anything. I was expecting a little bit of something more than I got, and I don't know moving forward if I'm going to get it because